Lesson 7, Seeking Assurance. Today's Bible lesson will study the difference between faith and works as manifested in the life of Abraham, as well as identify ways in which every believer is assured a relationship with God. As Pastor wrapped up Bible study on Romans chapter 4, he explained Abraham's faith was not just a confession to his belief in God, but also demonstrated his faith through works. The point: believers are declared righteous before God and saved by God's grace solely by our faith in Jesus. Antonio had a question about the assurance of salvation after being questioned by a family member. Antonio shared he was attracted to the church because of genuine love he felt when he met a few members during a community service event where members were pumping $20 in gas free to the first 100 people. Antonio began attending church virtually. Moved by inspiring sermons and Bible teaching, he joined online. Pastor assured Antonio when a person professes faith in Christ, they are declared righteous, in right standing with God, in real time, at that moment of faith. Pastor said, as Christians enjoy the blessings that flow from having a relationship with God and assurance of our salvation, our faith is put into action. In other words, if our faith is for real, our faith will be revealed through our works. Antonio left Bible study on fire for Jesus. He began sharing with his family about Jesus. Antonio helped start a multilingual ministry so his grandparents and other Latinx friends could enjoy worship service. Soon, Antonio's church was reaching many people virtually and locally. Antonio's church grew into a multicultural church. It all began when the church's genuine faith in Christ was revealed through their works in the community. Discussion questions. 1. God declared Abraham righteous because he believed in God. After you were declared righteous, give one example how your acts of faith, works, have been driven by your faith in God. 2. Discuss how your relationship with God only exists because of your salvation. 3. Describe how salvation gives you assurance you belong to Jesus.